are. The second solo pod. And these are the ones that I have the least fun doing, but I'm doing it anyway. Because it needs to happen. So, here we are, middle of October. Well, getting towards the end of October. October 23rd. This will be released on the 24th of October 2020. Man, what a exciting... What an exciting last few episodes. I just wanted to reflect on those for a second. For one thing, if you got a chance to listen to our last episode of Casey Cangelosi and myself, what an incredible conversation and opportunity for myself, I will say. Because if you think about our community, right? You think about the percussion community and how small it is. And you have these few monumental figures. I was fortunate enough to be in a situation in grad school where I had opportunities to meet monumental figures, especially in the drum set community too. And being that I had a professor who has been around for a while and has made a name for himself, and Dean Gronemeyer, you get to have some cool opportunities to meet some people at PASIC and NAMM and through other situations. And, you know, having Casey on was just one of those situations of more so of Tim, but Tim Jones, but and Caleb Pickering. But having Casey on is one of those monumental figures that's happening right now and has been happening for the past 10, I would say, yeah, probably the past decade. As far as compositions go and what he's contributed to our community and to our repertoire is something that I can't believe it happened. I did not expect the podcast to get to this point of having on people that are willing to give their time and the position they're in to contribute to what I have going on and to pick their brain a bit. And I think in reality, when you talk to somebody like Casey, or, you know, somebody in that position, you have an opportunity to pick their brain about stuff that isn't typically talked about. Like, I wanted to ask him about his journey, and which is trying to avoid the typical podcasting thing, right? How did you get into music? And you're like, okay, this is just a cookie cutter template for every conversation ever when it comes to a podcast like this. In reality, I didn't know much about him genuinely. So that was a genuine get to know you moment for me. Now, maybe you knew more about him than I did, but all I knew was that I liked his music. I loved playing it. I loved watching him play. I had seen him play a couple of times on top of all his YouTube stuff. So that for me was like a genuine, like, I just want to get to know you and how you got to this point, because maybe I aspire to get to that point one day, whether it be in the podcast, whether it be in playing, in teaching, educating in the higher education level or high school or wherever the road takes me. And it sounds like he has a wherever the road takes him journey. And he put the work in. And I think if there's one thing that is blatantly obvious in all the guests that I've had on is that they're all grinders. They get it done. They work hard. In percussion, you need to work hard. And I think we all know that. But at the same time, you know, you need to have fun too. And I'm having fun right now. You know, I'm fresh into the professional, I guess, era of my career. And talking to people who have been in it, like James Doyle, who I had on not too long ago, who are further in it than I am, that is just as much of a learning experience for me than for everyone listening, right? So, and to have somebody on like Dr. Oliver Molina and you know, Caleb Pickering, Brian Nosny, James Doyle. Like, they are my teacher, Dean Gronemeyer, Alex Stopa. These people have experience that we could all learn from, and we can make smarter decisions based off of how their journey went and how they got to this point. And it's just one of those things of, like, how do we push this thing forward? I talk about that a lot in the episodes. How do we keep pushing it forward? And by it, I mean the podcast, right? Because there are several percussion podcasts now. There's a percussion history podcast. There is a drum, overall, I think it's just a drum set history podcast, YouTube channel. There's Casey's podcast, the At Percussion podcast, which has way more in-depth conversations than mine. And it's a great podcast. So how do we keep moving this forward? Well, I will say this. We have, and I kind of hate when people do this. They're like, just wait. I got something cooking up. Just wait on it. Something's about to happen. Just wait. Stay tuned. It's like, okay, who are you saying stay tuned to? But I really do have some exciting guests coming on. In fact, I just talked to somebody on Facebook who is interested in coming on. So, and he's a pretty monumental figure himself. So I really do have some exciting guests coming on, and I'm looking forward to sharing that with everybody. As far as that goes, I mean, I got some stuff cooking up as far as more making the podcast better in multiple ways. So that's exciting. I want to talk a little bit about the future in a sense of, okay, how do I make it not so, I guess, the same? I don't know. Not every conversation is the same. It's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that if I want to make this what I envision it to be, I think I would like to incorporate some different style of podcasts, like maybe some history segments. Percussion history was a big part of my studies, and I firmly enjoy the percussive history. I enjoy learning about all that kind of stuff. It was a huge part of my master's experience. And when you have Gary Cook write the syllabus, you tend to be very thorough as well. So, you know, I have guests coming on in the future, in the near future, who are percussionists, and I have professional drum set players coming on. And so, but there's a history behind all sides of it, right? I think a history of the steel pan is super interesting that I don't think a lot of people are aware of and don't put the time into understanding what it is. And a concise history kind of segment, I think, would be exciting. There's that. And then there's having conversations about, you know, having maybe like a co-host on some themed conversations, whether it involves composition or a project that we could bring updates on. Provide some audience questions for guests that come on if I give you enough time for questions to be submitted. I think that would be awesome. And making it broader, I think, is one thing that I envision this to be. I myself have been trying to, you know, get the hands back up, and I've been playing, but like getting them up to the level that they were, and, you know, kind of make an effort to prepare for what will be the eventual reopening. I firmly believe that everything's going to reopen. Maybe not to the degree it was at before, but it's going to happen. And especially after hearing, you know, talking to Ryan Harrison in one of the recent episodes about Las Vegas. Las Vegas, at least having a slight plan to come back, is huge. Because that entertainment-based city needs it, right? So that's a little bit about the future. If you have any suggestions for me about what would you like to hear, what would you like to have be involved with the conversation with some of these guests coming on, send me a message on Facebook or my Instagram, or go to my website, heartwelldrums.com, go to the contact tab and send me something about a suggestion, because I really want to make this broader, right? If you think about some of the mainstream podcasts, like not having to do with anything at all, they're just very general, mostly comedic podcasts, right? You think of History Hyenas with Chris DiStefano and Giannis Pappas, the comedians. You think of Tim Dillon. You think of Tom Segura and Bert Kreischer's podcast. These guys are just kind of, you know, talking. But, well, History Hyenas has a theme behind every episode. They talk about history in a comedic way, bring guests on sometimes. But I have no problem doing solo pods. I mean, I do kind of hate it, because who really wants to listen to me talk? But I do find that they are good, like, little check-ins for myself. I rarely talk in depth about myself, especially my personal life, on the podcast. People who know me know I'm not afraid to talk about my personal life, but I also don't think it's anything people super care about. If this is one of those, like, hey, I'm going to listen to this a little 20, 25 minute, 30 minute episode to kill some time on a drive, if you want to listen to me talk, go ahead. But I do want to keep it probably percussion or drum centric. I don't mind doing, like, reviews of stuff. You know, send me free stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, talking about some of the stories, like crazy gig stories I've had in Vegas, like, oh my God, you would not even believe. Or talking about beer and drums and talking about what I want to do with my career. Because I really, 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 really love playing drums. And I think we all do, right? Not just percussion. Like, the core of what we do is probably started on the drum set, right? Not for everyone. Maybe I have some orchestral cats listening who love playing that stuff, and I love playing that stuff too, man. Like, let's talk about it. Let's talk about how to play certain techniques. Let's talk about how to play six mallets, because I know not everybody knows how to play six mallets. I know how to play it. Doesn't mean I'm good, but, you know, let's just talk about it. Let's build a community. Let's talk sports. Whatever you want to do, send me ideas, because I really don't mind doing, like, solo episodes, or, like, you know, having a friend of mine call in who's also a drummer / percussionist and a sports fan, because, look, I'm biased towards Houston sports, but I also just love the game of basketball. I love golf, love football, love baseball, love it all. I really do. I watched Chelsea and Manchester United this morning. So that goes to show you I'm pretty well-rounded. That's based on my upbringing. Played a lot of sports, chose drums eventually, but, you know, just let me know. I need some help with that, trying to decide, like, what people actually want to listen to. What does my audience actually want to listen to? Do you only care about drums? Do you want other stuff involved? Let me know. I'm also getting better at not saying and like a lot. Are you proud of me? Thank you. Let's take a quick second to pause the episode to talk about how you can support the podcast even further. Thank you for listening, for one thing, but another thing is how you can support is a monthly subscription to the podcast. It's just 99 cents a month. It goes directly to me, and I can use that money to buy more equipment, video equipment, recording equipment, and it goes directly back into the podcast. So if you could click that support link in the description below, I would greatly appreciate it. Back to the episode. That right there is the monthly ad you just heard, as in how to support the podcast with just a monthly, you know, contribution. It's 99 cents. I'm not asking for much over here, but it helps. So what's been going on with me is that I went through a really rough patch in my life in August and September. Couldn't find a gig, a teaching gig, and lost a near and dear family member to me. To a very unfortunate disease that has a lot of people scared in this region of the country, with mesothelioma. And it's a deadly, deadly disease that has no mercy. So it's one of those things of, like, that's kind of what's been going on with me, dealing with that, making sure that it doesn't, like, every situation teaches you something, right? How does the Stoics deal with it? Man, because I talked about in the last solo part of it, you know, kind of diving into it, I need to probably give it more time, but the Stoics dealing with something like that is admirable. You know, just kind of keeping your head up and just keep pushing through. Man, I can't tell you how defeated I felt during that time. And it kind of opens your eyes up into the fragility of life, right? It makes you feel like you're running out of time. It makes me feel like I'm running out of time with playing, right? I need to learn as many instruments as possible. Freak out. Anxiety. No, not necessarily. But, you know, it's one of those things of how do I make sure I make an impact in the time that I have? Everybody's got a finite amount of time. So how much do you want to impact it, right? However, I have enjoyed, you know, recovering from 7 years of college, because 7 years of college straight through is no joke, man. I mean, mentally, physically, emotionally, not sure that ties into mentally or not, but you know what I mean. That's a lot, man. It took a while for me to recover from that. Now I finally got the spark back, which is good. And the podcast has helped me with that. Talking to people like Casey Cangelosi, like Ryan Harrison, like James Doyle, like Oliver Molina, these people are inspiring. And I hope you feel the same with that. So that's, you know, kind of what's been going on with me. Like I'm trying to make sure that I am dedicated towards the craft still and becoming a better teacher day by day, making these kids better in the marching world right now. And then in the spring, you know, kind of build their hands up, get some percussion ensemble going, utilize the resources that we have. And I think that the future is bright. I think this year this year sucked for everybody. Let's get real. Do I think my year sucked more than most people? Yeah, of course I think that, but not necessarily the case. I mean, I've seen so many people lose family members this year. I don't know what it is. I really don't. I know everybody's Facebook feed has been filled with just sad and political arguments and political opinions being stated unwarranted. And you know, everybody has the right to state their political opinion. That's fine. But I think if there's one thing that 2020 taught me is that we got to appreciate life for what it is, no matter the situation, no matter the hand that we're dealt, right? I remember sitting there thinking, like, 2 days after my master's recital got canceled, after putting all this work in, right? I remember sitting alone and being like, I just have this strange feeling that it's going to be okay. Like, I'm going to get to do this one day and it's all going to be good and we're going to get through this. But there was an uncertainty of like how long it's going to take, right? And now we're like 2 weeks away from a presidential election, which is crazy. We've been in this kind of mode for such a long time, 7-8 months. But it's one of those things of like, I can't wait till it's over. I really can't. I want everybody to get back to playing, get back to practicing with a purpose, and, you know, get back to enjoying life. And I hope that a lot of people had some realizations like I did of what life truly is. I was so dedicated to drums, and like that would often kind of bleed over into my emotions and kind of take over my mindset and affect relationships with other people. And that's just not a way to live, right? You need to have balance. So, but, you know, I'm enjoying playing games with my friends. I'm enjoying playing fantasy football again. I'm enjoying, you know, being around family way more than I have been in the past 7 years. In a way, this is kind of like, these solo pods are a little bit of a journal for me, but you're all listening, so thanks for that. But it's one of those things of like, okay, let's get back to it kind of thing. I'm ready to grind again. I was telling Ryan Harrison that on our episode, in our conversation, I was like, I'm ready to grind again. I think we just need to put our head down and get back to the grind. Whatever that means, whether it means writing, whether it means this podcast, whether that means teaching, playing, trying to get whatever gigs are out there, It's not a ton in the Houston area, I'll tell you that right now. But one thing I've also been enjoying doing again is playing golf. Golf is a lot like drums. If you haven't played golf and you play drums, you're probably going to like golf. There's tempo. There's a technique. There's consistency. The swing path is a lot like how your stick path should be when playing. And it's just, there's a lot of commonalities, and it's a separate realm. It's a different world that you can apply these skills in. So much fun, man. So much fun. And you can find other percussionists who are into it. It's even more fun. I got two percussionist friends that are into it, and we go play, and it's super fun. Been watching a lot of PGA Tour, getting inspired by that and applying it to the and applying it to percussion. So yeah. Golfer Josh. Drummer Josh, percussionist Josh, but also golfer Josh. That's a little bit of what's been going on with me and what I want the future of the podcast to look like. I would love some ideas of segments that involve drums and maybe something else or not drums at all, whatever you want to hear. I'm all down for it. Whatever the audience wants. I'm looking forward to what we have in store, the kind of guests that we're going to have come on. These people that are at the heart and the mastery of our craft are such great people, man. Casey's such a great guy. Just a super chill guy to talk to. The other people that we have coming on and what we have and who we've had on have been just super cool, man. And like, it's just nice to record a conversation, let other people hear it too, just to put that off as well. So that's pretty much all I got for this solo pod. It's a short one compared to all the other episodes, but just wanted to give a heads up, a check-in, and an update, the future of the Riddle Mill podcast. We have some exciting things coming, and I hope you listen in. That's it for this one. We'll see you next time.